every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. Today in Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Last night was Dynamite. Tonight is Impact, and actually, this show is available free. They're streaming the show free on YouTube as well as TNA Plus. So we'll tell you about that. And we've got a bunch of other news as well, including best wishes to Jaka. We'll talk about this after the break. Currently battling for his life after suffering a heart attack. He's a former Evolve wrestler. We'll tell you about that. Plus, we got an update on John Cena and his future, which is certainly changing. We have got an update on the AEW September to Remember show, Taz's induction into the Hardcore Hall of Fame, as noted, the Dynamite report from last night. And Dynamite was a good show, a lot of good wrestling, but we still have a lot of questions about what the card for All Out is going to be, because at this point, I think we got three matches announced for the show, and there seemed to be some directions last night. But still, a lot of questions about what's the world title match going to be, and, you know, a lot of big matches. They need some big matches for that show, and it's not that far away. It's September 4th today. September 20th is the show. So we'll talk about all of that. And in the final segment of the show, we'll be joined by Ian Douglas, author of A Decided Novelty. I love that title. We'll be talking about The Essential Guide to Black Pro Wrestling History, 1880 to 1950. That's the final segment of the show. Filthy Tom joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And I want to start off by offering best wishes to Jaka Jonathan Echevarria. He's a former Evolve wrestler. His family announced Thursday he is currently in an intensive care unit, critical condition. He's got a GoFundMe up, which has raised over $13,000 so far. His family writes he is currently in the ICU after suffering a heart attack, remains in critical condition. Our family is holding tightly to faith, praying for his complete healing and full restoration. He's the kind of person who brings laughter and energy wherever he goes. Fun, lovable, pain in the butt, who means the world to us. Seeing him in this state has been incredibly difficult. We are staying strong for him and for each other. Tony Khan donated $5,000. He did one match for AEW Dark Evolution. Did a match for WWE WrestleMania Access in 2018. And he was a former Evolve Tag Champ with Chris Dickinson. So all the best to him. Don't really have any other details. But I'll put a link up to the GoFundMe here in a little while. But hopefully everything turns out all right. So, did you ever meet him?
Yeah, best wishes to Jaka. Yeah, I've been on shows with him in the past. If I remember correctly, it was he, Dickinson, Santana, and Ortiz were a crew. It might have been EYFBO, something along those lines. But they were pretty hot on the independent scene for a while, and you know, terrible to hear, but hopefully he'll make a full recovery from this.
How's your hip doing?
I mean, all things considered, not too bad, I guess. Recovery is slow because it's supposed to be.
Well, of course, but I mean, are you moving a little better? How do you feel when you move around?
I couldn't have been moving any worse.
Well, I know. So how you feel now as you move around?
Well, it's better, but I mean, I've got my left leg atrophied quite a bit.
Yeah.
So that leg has to get back up to par, which is, you know,
is that
what
you're doing, your rehab? Or are you trying to, or is it just learning to walk first?
Well, I haven't even gotten to that point because I have the walker.
Yeah.
So I should be off of the walker tomorrow.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Well, that's
good. I have PT in the morning, and then I will not be here on this show because I will be at the doctor's for a follow-up.
Can't you do it from there via phone? No? Okay.
I don't want to.
What do we have coming up today for the third day of the back-to-school book report week? Is that what
book
we're calling
report?
It? Book
reading.
What's it
reading
called?
Reading week.
Reading week?
Yeah. Well, today we have the author of A Decided Novelty, which is Ian Douglas, who has been on Wrestling Observer shows before. He's written many a book. A Bohemian Rhapsody is another one which I have read. Rough Rufus and Gentleman Jack, another book. Kind of, I guess you could say, a more in-depth look at some of the wrestlers that he touched on in A Decided Novelty, which is the essential guide to Black pro wrestling history from 1880 till 1950. I'm looking at the book trying to get it right because I butchered Carl Stern's omnibus book, the name of it, about 500 times.
So. This is the book, everybody.
Yeah, I've got it on my bookshelf.
There we go.
As well. But I've read the entire thing, unlike you.
How dare you? I've got my bookmark in it right now. I haven't finished the entire thing, but it's in there.
600 pages.
You should see these bookmarks. My kids made them. Have fun, it says. She demanded I laminate these.
Well, I had fun reading that book.
It is actually, it's pretty fun. I got some questions here, but I'll let you largely run the interview. But I got
yeah,
some questions.
Sure. Just like you. Just,
oh, how dare you?
Monday,
how
or Tuesday,
dare
you hijacked it. I had so many questions to ask Carl Stern.
I hijacked
it. I'll never
Stop.
Get a chance to do.
Got it. I gotta jump in for you when you just freeze sometimes. Okay, John Cena is on SmackDown tomorrow. WrestleVotes is saying it could be his final SmackDown appearance. And I can confirm that John Cena, for whatever it's worth, is now considered a Raw talent. So I can't say this is his final SmackDown appearance ever. It very well could be, but he is now going to be a Raw talent. So he only has 8 days left. The SmackDown this coming Friday, Raw on the 15th, the WrestlePalooza show, the Crown Jewel show, Survivor Series, Saturday night's main event, and then only two other shows. Which is like, he's got WrestlePalooza. I presume he's wrestling Crown Jewel. I presume he's wrestling Survivor Series. And obviously he's wrestling his final match. But he only has two dates left to promote four matches. So you're telling me that whatever he's doing at Crown Jewel, like he's not going to appear on TV to promote whoever his opponent is?
They should promote a last SmackDown appearance for John Cena, if that's what they're going to do.
It could be. But, I mean, there are two to be determined, so maybe they will do a final SmackDown and a final Raw. But it is just kind of like, I presume they could
What about
probably,
main event?
It's just, it's bizarre. Do you know, I presume that they've got it figured out now. But like 3-4 months ago when they were like counting down, I got 38 dates left. I got 36. I figured at the beginning of the year, they like went through and like tracked the entire year. And apparently that didn't happen. Like there was a point 3-4 months ago where they were just going through dates and they didn't have the whole end of the year figured out. And now here we are. He's got probably four matches left, but only two TV dates to promote those matches. So I guess we'll see what happens. I guess they could pay him to like make appearances or whatever, extra appearances, but that seems to be it. If you're a fan of Impact, tonight's live edition of the show is in Minneapolis. It's being sponsored by The Naked Gun. And it is going to be airing live, free, on both YouTube and TNA Plus. So you can watch the show for free on YouTube today. It's got an Ash by Elegance Knockouts World Championship Celebration, Indy Hartwell, Jody Threat, and Danny Luna in a number one contenders match, Matt Cardona versus Frankie Kazarian, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, and Mara Sade against John Skyler, Jason Hotch, and Tasha Steeles. Nick Nemeth appears, and we will hear from Joe Hendry. So that is the lineup. What's that face for?
That card sounds like it was booked by Lorenzo Fertitta, if you ask me.
Why is that?
I was just making a joke.
But what's the funny part?
Well, whatever happened to those rumblings about Lorenzo Fertitta buying TNA? What happened to the rumblings about the new TV deal?
That rumbling was brief that I totally forgot that was even a rumor. Oh, they'll get TV. I don't know about Lorenzo Fertitta. I would think that TV deal is coming soon.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are they going to make an announcement tonight?
I guess they could. It's possible.
Put it out there for free.
It's possible. Yeah, the big rumor is going to the CW. And there have been conflicting rumors about whether or not it would be on Wednesday. I think it should be on Thursday, if we're being honest. I'm about sick of head-to-head battles. It's the last thing I need more of right now. September to Remember is the AEW show September 17th. It is going to be a three-hour show on Wednesday the 17th. And they are going to be branding it September to Remember. Obviously based off November to Remember. It is going to be a two-hour block of dynamite and a one-hour collision back-to-back. Which is always kind of funny. You ever seen one of these back-to-back shows they've done with Dynamite and Collision?
Yeah.
Do you watch Dynamite and Collision?
Generally.
Okay, so like Dynamite's sometimes a certain type of show and Collision is another type of show, which is like a, you know, B-level, C-level show. When they do these three-hour shows, it's like I guess they're contracted to X numbers of collisions, but it's like you would think a three-hour Dynamite would be preferable to 2 hours of Dynamite, and then they go to the C-show for the third hour. It's bizarre. But anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What'd you think of Dynamite, Tom?
I didn't watch it.
Did you really not watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Thanks for doing the show today, brother.
I was too
appreciate
busy.
It.
Man. Rehabbing.
Were you really?
I did some rehab yesterday, yeah.
All right. Well, should I just mute your channel, or what should we do here?
No. I'm sure I'll have something to say.
Right.
I mean, Gabe Kidd almost got murdered.
How do you know?
I have the internet.
It opened up with a Gabe Kidd promo. I thought this was a pretty good show, but it was like, you know, lots of great wrestling. I thought the build for the pay-per-view was very lackluster. Like, when it was over, literally the only thing I learned about the pay-per-view that I didn't know going in when it was over was that Riho is probably getting a title shot, and Kenny Omega isn't on the show. That's about all I learned. No idea who Hangman's going to wrestle at the pay-per-view. Could be Kyle Fletcher. I know some people watched and thought it was going to be a tag match, but we don't know. We got, you know, only a couple of weeks left. So there was a Gabe Kidd segment where he challenges Darby Allin. Darby comes out with his skateboard covered in tacks, attacks the guy. And then we have Wheeler Yuta, Moxley, Marina, Claudio, the Ops, Hook, Willow, all coming up for this wild, like, nine-minute brawl. And they don't send out one security person. Like, there's no match. It's just people trying to kill each other. And then backstage, Gabe tries to kill Darby with a hammer, and no security. And then Darby goes to escape, and he throws powder in Gabe's eyes, ether-soaked rag, puts him in a body bag, drags him off into the night. I was like, where's security, bro? It'd be one thing if, like, the whole show, it was like the ECW arena, so there's no security for anything. But they had an FTR segment, and, you know, Adam Copeland and Christian got into a brawl with him, and they had security out there in, like, 10 seconds. Separated these four guys.
What happened to Atlas Security?
I don't know, man.
In the ECW arena.
I think security just showed up late, but it was never explained.
Well, we've seen the precedent set that if you make the point to threaten someone's life, security will not intervene. Right? We had MJF, Ricochet, the Gates of Agony.
They're
going to kill. What
kind of security detail is
this? Briscoe. They got away with it. Then we have this Darby Allin almost killing Gabe Kidd. They're nowhere to be found.
We had Mercedes and Alex Windsor for the TNT title. Yeah.
Maybe security's not getting their fair wage from the union.
So this was a good match and a clean finish. Windsor went for the sharpshooter. Mercedes booted her off, cradled her, and pinned her. And I was a gigantic advocate for this finish because Mercedes has 9 belts. She's supposed to be the best in the world. She should be winning clean, even if she's a heel. And then Alex offered a handshake. Mercedes flips her off. So Alex attacked her, and Mercedes beat her down. Sucked for Alex. And then Riho's music hit, and she's back for her annual one-month AEW stint, getting a title shot probably against Mercedes at All In. Actually, it is. That's announced. So that was good. Had an Ops promo. Hook and the Ops are at odds. Hook is angry. They just replaced him. And Samoa Joe's like, recall the Ops, dude. There was an opportunity. We took it. You weren't around. And so he says, just.
It's the opportunists?
Well, just, you know, Ops can mean many things.
Operatives?
Optometrists, opportunists, you know. But anyway, they say you're going to need some
Oppenheimer lovers.
You need some help someday. We'll have your back. Had a Gates of Agony and Ricochet promo. They challenged the Hurt Business, all three of them, to a match it all out. Then we had a Mark Briscoe promo. He wants Fletcher and the TNT title. He knows he has to go through a member of the Don Callis family. He wants to do it. So Callis comes out and goes, all right, fine. You can have a match with, what's his name? Takeshita. But it'll be Saturday. Mark Briscoe goes, I don't want to wait till Saturday. I want somebody right now. So Callis offers Lance Archer. Mark Briscoe obviously beat him. Sunset Flip Powerbomb, Froggy Elbow. It's pretty short by AEW standards. But Briscoe gets a win, and he's heading into the match with Takeshita this coming weekend. Yeah. We had a Harley and Statlander interview, and up walks old Wheeler, who is hated.
Brian.
He says, I just want you to know the Death Riders have your back. What's up?
Are they going to have Mark Briscoe beat the G1 winner?
I do not know. I have various theories about what they're going to do here.
Okada inadvertently.
I think Okada is going to cost Takeshita the match. We're going to get Okada and Takeshita at the pay-per-view.
Already?
Yeah. Dude, if you've been watching this show.
I saw their interactions, but I mean.
But they've had an interaction on every TV. Like, every single one for the last, like, three shows. It was last week, it was Collision, and it was this show. Like, it looks like they're fast-tracking this one. So, I think they're going to do that. And then, you know, I think, Briscoe and Fletcher. Yeah, we'll have to figure this out. But I think that's what's going to happen this weekend. What?
Okada couldn't be bothered to put over one guy from New Japan, but now he's going to have to put over Takeshita?
He probably would be my guess. Brodito, Claudio, and Wheeler. This was an unannounced tag team title match. We did the show yesterday, and this match wasn't announced. But and I don't know why they couldn't announce it. It's a big match. It's for the tag team titles. Nobody was hurt going in, but it had to be a secret. So, like, they start doing this match, and I was like, what? There's a tag team title match on this show? Yep. And it was really good, and ended up with Moxley trying to get involved. Darby choked him out. Brody killed the heels. Bandito hit the 21-plex on Wheeler, got the pin. Very good match. This was when, as he described himself in an interview on Wrestling Observer Radio, Kazuchika Okada did an interview, and he said that as far as Takeshita is concerned, I am the top member in the Don Callis family. So that was interesting. Maybe everybody can yell at him that he's pronouncing all these names wrong. Hurt Business did a promo, accepted the challenge.
Oh, he was trained in Mexico.
We had the Copeland FTR attack, which was immediately broken up by all of these security guys, and also by Adam Priest. And afterwards, FTR screaming at him in the back. They told him to get a partner for the show on Saturday. And let me tell you guys, this Adam Priest, he's really good. He's really good. And the funny thing is, like, you watch him work, and he looks like a guy who's been doing this forever. And he debuted in 2017. So, you know how many times we've been watching, like, the NXT show and we see these people, it's like, you know, that person's been wrestling since 2017. And people are like, no, they haven't. And it's like, yeah, they actually have. This guy has only been wrestling since 2017, and he is awesome. So I'm very excited for this weekend.
Well, probably has five times the matches the people in NXT have.
Yeah. He works all over the place all the time, and he's great. So then we had the Young Bucks, Fletcher, and Josh Alexander versus Jet Speed, Kenny Omega, and Hangman. This was, no joke, a pay-per-view caliber main event. It was like 23 minutes. It was absolutely awesome. They had so many incredible spots in this match. And if you're one of those guys that doesn't like matches like that, don't bother watching because you ain't going to like it. There was like no heat. It was just, you know, we're just going to do moves for 23 minutes. But it was incredible. And at the end, the Bucks hit an assisted innie taker on Kevin Knight. Fletcher hit the brainbuster and pinned him. And then afterwards, the heels beat down the baby faces, and Kenny Omega tries to make a comeback, but Fletcher hits him in the diverticulitis with the chair, and then he gives him the big brain buster off the apron through the table. And, dude, this guy just sliced his back, sliced and diced. Vegematic his back. He's bleeding everywhere. Meanwhile, Kenny Omega's fine, but they sold it like his neck was broken. And so he's putting neck brace, carted off. He'll be out for a while. Apparently he's fine. It's not like an injury or anything like that, but he's out for a little while. So no Kenny Omega at All Out, which really begs the question, what's the rest of this card? Right now we got three matches, which is Christian and Copeland versus FTR, Mercedes against Riho for the TBS title, and Hurt Syndicate versus Ricochet and Gates of Agony. So I presume...
You're going to have some sort of match with the Triangle of Madness.
Yeah, they'll probably be on the show.
In there, probably something with Statlander and Willow if they're not involved in that match. At least on the 0 hour. Where's Ishii? Where's Hologram and Clone?
Oh, they'll be on Collision. Don't worry. Person goes, if Kenny isn't legit hurt, why is he skipping All Out? He's just got time off. Don't bring it up with me. And they also announced that Tommy Billington is going to be Adam Priest's tag team partner. This person wants to know if they're going to do Hangman and Briscoe versus MJF and Fletcher. I cannot imagine them on this weekend with this show putting the world champion in just a tag match. I mean, I think he's got to defend the title against somebody. So, well, we shall see. MJF, actually MJF and Briscoe is probably going to be on the show. Hopefully with my stip. Back in a moment with Ian Douglas, Observer Live.
According to a new report from Discovery Education, 92% of students say that engaging lessons make school more fun, and more than 90% of educators said engagement is critical for student achievement. Student engagement is essential for learning, but gaps remain about how to achieve, measure, and sustain students' interest in the classroom. Although 63% of students agreed that students are highly engaged in school, only 45% of teachers and 51% of principals surveyed agreed with the same statement. In addition, educators disagreed on the top indicators of engagement. 72% of teachers said asking thoughtful questions was the strongest indicator of student engagement, while 54% of superintendents rate performing well on assessments as a top engagement indicator. Also, 2/3 of students said they believed that AI could help them learn faster, yet fewer than half of teachers report using AI themselves to complete tasks. Visit www.discoveryeducation.com to learn more and view the full report.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler. Very happy today to be joined by Ian Douglas, the author of A Decided Novelty, the history, the essential history of black pro wrestling, 1880 to 1950. I love the title of this book, Ian. How you doing?
Doing wonderfully, Brian. Thanks so much for having me. Glad you like the title.
Yeah, I used to write that. I shouldn't say I used to write it. There used to be something called the Frank A. Gotch Flying Mare Wrestling Newsletter. And I love old-timey newspapers and old-timey talk. And the title of this book is basically, I guess there was a newspaper like in the late 1800s that was mentioning that there weren't like a lot of black wrestlers, and how a card consisting entirely of black wrestlers would be a decided novelty. Isn't that where the title came from?
Close. It was the early 1900s. It was an editorial circulating throughout the northeastern United States, and it was simply a match. You couldn't get a single match between two skilled black wrestlers at the time.
I see. A match.
So that's what the writer of the editorial was pining for, just a match between two skilled black wrestlers. And he was still, at the time he wrote that, he was still about 30 years away from that becoming a reality.
My God.
Yeah, so Ian, we've spoken a little bit off the air about this because...
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how's it going? Because I started reading this. I started reading this book at 600 pages, so quite research-heavy, quite an undertaking. But I'd also like to bring up, before we kind of get into A Decided Novelty, the fact that this comes along kind of with another book, the Gentleman Jack and Rough Rufus book. So could you kind of touch on the relationship between those two?
Yeah, sure. Well, the relationship between the two is I sort of had to write them in tandem or in parallel. The idea was that anyone who was writing about black pro wrestling from this era in question, 1880 to 1950, they were just sort of guessing. They would discover a new fact about somebody and say, oh, they must be the first one to do this. Or then someone would find an anecdote from 1934 and, oh, well, I guess he was the first one to do it. And as someone who is black and who cares about the subject matter, that just sort of got annoying. But I also realized how difficult it would be to come along and write a biography of somebody like Bearcat Wright or Bobo Brazil without knowing about everything that transpired before. So in order to write the Gentleman Jack Rough Rufus book, this is Gentleman Jack Claiborne and Joseph Alvin Godfrey, the original Rufus Jones, I realized I sort of needed my own reference guide before I started crediting with these guys with being the first to do anything. And so as I'm writing that book, I'm also writing A Decided Novelty. And again, it was sort of to prove the point that in order to write these books that a lot of people claim they want, you really need to know the full history. And now hopefully going forward, some wrestling historians will read A Decided Novelty, get all of their facts in line and in order, And then they can go forth and write biographies on some of these other figures with confidence.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar. I mean, you would say it's kind of like a reference material in a lot of ways, a decided novelty, which to me is very similar to Carl Stern's book, who we had on Tuesday, the Pro Wrestling Omnibus, in that, you know, they're very research heavy. There's a lot of stories around them, but they also are kind of set to inspire people to do more research on their own.
Oh, absolutely. You've got this dearth, this paucity of information, not just about black pro wrestling during that period, but about wrestling in general. And again, I mentioned Bobo Brazil, I mentioned Bearcat Wright. Sort of to prove the point, when this book got announced, I think Big E posted about it, and someone immediately went underneath and posted an image of Bearcat Wright. Well, Bearcat Wright isn't even mentioned in the book. His father is, because his father cornered Seely Samara in Omaha back in the 1940s. Bearcat Wright's father was a boxer who also went by the name of Bearcat Wright. But without having this reference material, I mean, people know the names of Bearcat Wright, they know Bobo Brazil, but you can't go and write with confidence about these guys or Luther Lindsay or the second Reginald Seeke, Sweet Daddy Seeke later on. You really can't write about them without knowing the full story of what transpired before. And I do hope that a decided novelty inspires other wrestling historians to take up the mantle and continue to tell those stories.
Now, did you choose in advance that 1950 was going to be your cutoff? Or in writing it, did you kind of, as you were going on, conclude, you know, 1880 to 1950 is probably a good... And are you planning to do a 1950 through today?
I don't think I'm going. I'll answer that back to front. I don't think I'm
like
planning to do
a
1950 until today, because quite frankly, this one was a whole lot of work. I would love for someone else to write that book, but as far as the subject matter here is concerned, I think that's it for me. 1880 to 1950 seemed to be a great time period because it's really the heart of the pre-civil rights era. And once you get to the 1950s, the momentum is already going. You get into Bobo Brazil becoming a legitimate star that everybody knows about. This was more about unearthing those hidden figures, diving into guys like Don Blackman and what he accomplished with Don Kindred, crossing the Mason-Dixon line, first going into Virginia, then Don Blackman getting a crew around him with Buddy Jackson, Alex Kaffner, and Frank James, and going into the Deep South with his all-Negro wrestling tour, and then later on, Don Blackman and Buddy Jackson being invited to the Mid-Atlantic by the original Jim Crockett, and they become the first traveling pair to not only do Virginia, which Blackman had done with Kindred before, but also going into North Carolina and South Carolina, sort of the traditional Mid-Atlantic territories that the Crocketts became famous for. So this was an opportunity to delve into all of that, really get to the bottom of who were the first guys to accomplish certain things. And once you're into the 1950s, then it's really all about which guys became the first truly national or mainstream stars as black wrestlers.
Yeah, I mean, Ian, if we can back up even before the time of Don Blackman and those wrestlers, you, I believe, kind of uncovered the story of Clarence Bolden being a massive, massive trendsetter in the world of professional wrestling.
This is an incredible story because it is a black man who first tried to pass as white and then later Cuban.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Clarence. And by the way, his family, this has been one of the best things to come out of this, is his family members have reached out to me and said, thank you so much for casting the spotlight on him. Yeah, Clarence, you've got rumors in the newspapers as he's sort of gearing up to win the light heavyweight championship in 1905 or 1906. You've got the rumors that, you know, he's a full-blooded Negro. Well, obviously he's not a full-blooded Negro, or they would have figured that out a little bit earlier. But I sort of traced the breadcrumbs. I pulled up the census records, and there he is in 1900, listed as Negro, living with his wife, listed as Negro, and his mother-in-law and brother-in-law, both listed as Negro, in Kansas City. You pull up his marriage record. He's married to his black wife. Legally, at the time, they would not have permitted him to marry a black woman if he wasn't black in Missouri at the time. So then, all of a sudden, he's showing up in Cleveland. And yes, first he's identified as white, and when that doesn't fly, he starts going by the Cuban Wonder, and he's the Cuban Wonder for the remainder of his wrestling career, and really for the remainder of his life. But in the process, he wins a world middleweight championship. He wins a world light heavyweight championship. Frank Gotch, for all intents and purposes, is saying that Bolden is the best pound-for-pound wrestler in the world. And for the most part, nobody is aware that legally, in almost every state in the union, they're looking at a black man.
It's unbelievable when you hear a story like that, or you read it in print. One of the things that was hardest for me reading this book, and we talked about it, Ian, was, and you touched on it earlier, right, is the fact you're talking about Reginald Siki, Sweet Daddy Siki. There's the Black Panther, there's King Kongs, there's all these guys using very similar monikers, right? And you are going back and having to do the research, having to pour through the newspaper articles, having to, you know, decipher sometimes what is even being said just because of the way that they're written. You know, they would write a certain way in the Deep South. They would capture the way that some of the wrestlers would speak in a manner which I can't even decipher nowadays. So can you talk about, like, how hard of an endeavor just that is? How much time you had to spend even going through that in order to get the names right?
Well, I was talking with Dave Meltzer about this a few months ago. The fact that in a lot of these cases, in a lot of the guys' cases, 500 to 1,000 words, that's all, like guys like Ray Richmond, that's all there was on the entirety of their career. But for the most part, we were doing, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20,000 word summaries on guys' careers. That's what I was writing up. And then I was dividing it up by year and figuring the best way to drop it in, figuring out where the stories overlap to try to make the transitions as natural as possible. And yeah, it was quite an endeavor. It took a very long time. I got started on this, when was my son born? April of 2023. So I got started on this in May of 2023. And here we are at publication in early July of this year. So it was a project that took a ton of time. I know my wife wasn't thrilled with me all the time, which reminds me of Brian's story about being in Hawaii and working on a book and having apologize profusely to his wife.
Yes.
For sucking up vacation time. Well, this was a similar situation, except I was sucking up 2 years worth of her time.
I'm mostly astonished you decided to start writing a book a month after a child was born. That's crazier than any story in the book.
Well, yeah, and dumber than any story in the book too, and probably one of the dumbest things I've ever done. But you know, once you get started, you got to see it through to the end. So thankfully, it's done, and now I can move on to some other things with less pressure on myself. Because as I've told some,
well, actually, hold that thought right there because we got to head to a commercial. Back in a moment, we'll plug the book where you can grab it and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us. Ian Douglas, the author of A Decided Novelty, The Essential Guide to Black Pro Wrestling History, 1880 to 1950. I got a link up on my Twitter right now. We'll have it on the front page as well. And Ian, let's get some quick plugs in. How can people find the book?
Oh, easiest thing in the world. It is available on Amazon.com. You can go there right now, grab A Decided Novelty, and any of my other eight books. They're all there.
Eight books, dude. Eight books.
Well, the other eight. It's nine total.
Yeah. I've read Bohemian Rhapsody. I can recommend that as well. I'll get started on Gentleman Jack and Rough Rufus. I loved this book, A Decided Novelty. Much like Carl Stern's book, I learned so much, Ian. Thank you for writing it.
You're absolutely welcome. And it's one of those things where I didn't know anything about the subject matter myself. So I had to dive in there, pull it all out, and now I know it, and I'm happy to share it with everybody else.
Well, it is an excellent book, A Decided Novelty, The Essential Guide to Black Pro Wrestling History, 1880 to 1950. This book and all the other eight books up on Amazon.com, so you can head up there and check those out. And, Ian, we shall do this again. Thank you so much for doing the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Love your program. You're the best.
We really appreciate it. And we're going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow's going to be Fun Friday, everybody. You can check that out. And Brian and Vinny's show tonight, Observer Radio last night, lots of stuff to check out. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.